This morning becomes eclectic here at KCRW. I'm Nick Harcourt, feeling a little goofy this morning, I guess. 23 minutes after 11. It's probably because the Diddy Bops are here. Abby and Amanda, welcome.
Excuse me. Thank you for having us again.
Perfect moment to cough right there as I put the microphone up.
Yes.
You got any water in there? Do you need anything? Okay.
I have water, thank you.
Okay, good.
Maybe just an aperitif.
Well, welcome back to the show. And who you got in the studio with you this morning?
Kaveh Rastigar.
Welcome back, Kaveh. He's been here at least a couple of times, I think, in the past with other folks. So we want to talk about what's been going on with you guys. Obviously, you've got a new record, and this time you're doing it on your own.
That's right.
So it's always been a DIY ethic with you guys, hasn't it? But I guess it's even more so now.
Yeah. Just getting extreme now.
Okay. We're going to throw it over to the Diddy Bops for a set. They're going to start it off with the title cut of their new CD. We'll come back and chat with them in a moment. It's Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Up on that water swig, Nick. Hold on.
Follow leaders, follow orders, follow other people. is where it all began. Here I sit when I should stand. And we like it because we do. Us when they sing, so we trade them for a ring, and we like it because we do.
A little washboard action in this set.
Oh, sorry.
Don't tap the mic.
All right. Y'all ready out there in Radio Land for a little washboard?
I can't hear you.
Mm-hmm. I still can't hear them. Let's start.
Okay.
Ladies and gents, that was a song called Crazy People that we learned from our favorite trio, the Boswell Sisters. And that number was from a movie called The Big Broadcast that came out in 1932. Kaveh, have you seen that movie?
I haven't. What's that movie about? What's The Big Broadcast all about?
I haven't watched the whole thing either.
Okay.
But I did watch their scene. They're a wonderful group and we play a lot of their covers. Look them up, the Boswell Sisters. And I wouldn't be telling you all of this if I didn't have to stall, because Abby is tuning.
There's a lot of things to talk about when somebody's tuning, right?
Yeah.
Like, water and movies.
That's right.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, good.
All right, guys.
That took some time.
Me too now, hopefully.
It's KCRW and Morning Becomes Eclectic. Diddy Bop's in studio this morning. Once again, thanks for coming in, guys.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Good tuning banter there as well. Well done.
Well, you know, we've been playing for about 5 years now, and that's just something I picked up on the road.
That's great. And Kaveh just sort of jumps right in there.
It can't be taught. You know,
put his microphone back on. Okay. So listen, let's catch up a little bit. It's been a while since the last time we saw you, and if I remember rightly, and I could be completely wrong, you were heading out on a tour on bikes.
That's right.
Last time we saw you, you were off around the country on bikes.
Yes, the summer of 2006, we rode from here, from Venice to New York, and it took us, we took the long route, so it took 4,700 miles the way we did it.
Wow.
And we did it, and it was really exciting, and we've been car-free ever since.
And how many shows did you get in during that period of time, and how long a period of time did it take you to do that?
I think we did 40 shows, and I think it took 3 months to ride across the continent.
I'm presuming you flew back.
We did.
Okay. You wouldn't want to come back.
We actually flew to Seattle and did a couple more rides.
Oh, coming back
down? Portland, yeah.
Sounds cool. So that was obviously a big deal for you guys and sort of represents a lot of where you come from personally.
Yeah.
And the DIY ethic, which we've talked about a little bit, goes even further on this record because you're now without a record label by choice, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's all by choice these days, I think, isn't it? No, a lot of people get
it. It was a mutual breakup, you know, peaceful.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we were with Warner Brothers for the first two records because we were able to get exposed to a lot more people.
Absolutely, yeah.
And now at this point, we were ready to do our own thing and put out records whenever we wanted to. And
well, tell us about that. Obviously, when you're with a record label, you sort of have to fit in. You know, no matter how much of an individual mm-hmm. you are or freedom that you're given, you still have to fit in with certain things. They have to like the record. You have to ask them for tour support and all that kind of stuff. Once you're out free, you can obviously then make records when you want to and put mm-hmm. them out when you want to. But I would imagine that's also sort of coming back to basics for you guys to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, for us, we were not an independent band before we got signed, so we're kind of going in reverse. Mm. And it's fun because for this project, we we got to work with a paper engineer. We made a pop-up CD, and that's the kind of thing that...
A paper engineer. You got to explain that for us.
Well, our new CD, Summer Rains, is a pop-up CD.
Which I have here somewhere. Let me find it.
Yeah.
All right.
We just wanted to do everything the way we wanted to do it. We like to use recycled materials, so that's what we did. We wanted to use a local printer. We printed it in Los Angeles, and we got one of our friends, Renee, who did a great job, and Rick, who does our website, to make a really awesome package that makes people want to have an actual physical CD instead of just a digital CD,
and when
digital
you,
music.
Right, and when you open it up, there's a picture of a boat, and one of you is looks like the lookout on the ship, and the other one is the mermaid.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. So you got a paper engineer involved. What about recording the CD? What about engineering the songs?
We worked with the same great group of guys, Mitchell Froom and David Boucher, our engineer. Mm-hmm. So they've done all three of our records, and they were willing to do it with us.
That's great.
Yeah.
So how does it feel having done this independently this time around? I mean, I'm guessing there was a lot more, obviously involvement. You had to sort of do everything.
Yeah. I mean,
we've always done everything.
Right.
We had other people working with us too, but for us it's no different. We just keep doing the same thing, you know.
Trying to think of, crazy tours or art design and things like that. So we've always been involved, but now that... We hold the reins, so to speak. We can actually do whatever we want.
I mean, musically, you're still coming from the same place. What about lyrically? Has anything shifted for you guys over the last couple of albums?
I feel like I don't know about the actual word content. I mean, the theme of the Summer Rains album is definitely sort of lost love, and also let's not miss our chance on the environment. We want to make sure to be present for that issue. It's an important one to us.
And that's always been a part of your,
For sure.
Yeah, your political guys.
The whole bike tour, man.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was tiring.
So how are you going to tour this time around?
Well, right now we're not touring. We're working on another music project, which involves a book. And we're going to be hopefully having that out sometime next year. But for now, we have that Summer Rain CD, and we're glad to be here promoting it. I'd like to thank before... we move on Kaveh for playing on it, on the album. He's here with us today. And we also had, Pete played on it,
Thomas.
On the first one, and John and Greg. And
John Lambden and Greg Rutledge, who've been playing with us for years, they're on here as well.
So no tour as such, but a couple of dates. I know there's one coming up this Friday.
McCabe's, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And is that like a sort of release party, or is the CD actually out?
The CD is out. It's been out since March, so it's available... Physically, if you want the pop-up CD, it's only available on our website.
Yeah, I think we got it from iTunes, so this is the first time I've actually seen the actual CD with the artwork and everything. Okay, so there's a show at McCabe's this Friday night. We're going to give away some tickets for that before we wrap things up, as well as an autographed copy of the actual CD.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get the pop-up CD as well if you're a subscriber. We'll do that at the end of the show. I'm going to throw it back to you guys now for our second set, and it's the Diddy Bops once more, I guess, here on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Here's the track from the record called Skinny Bones.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I've always listened to my critics ever since the age of 5. They call me Skinny Bones and I don't drink the water. I've grown so tired of hearing that chime. Thrown your share of sticks and stones. Up until my heart is true. Won't let it make me sad. Won't let it make me feel bad. I know just the thing to tell myself. You gotta shake that thing, skinny bones. You gotta work with what you got. You gotta shake, rattle and roll your bones. You have with what you're not. You got to shake, rattle and roll your bones. You gotta shake that thing, skinny bones. You gotta work with what you got. You gotta shake, rattle and roll your bones. To hell with what you're not. You got to shake that thing. Honey, how does it feel? gonna wait for you, but stay too long and I'm already late. Won't let it make me sad, won't let it make me feel bad. I know just the thing to tell myself. You gotta shake that thing, skinny bones, you gotta work with what you got. You gotta shake, rattle and roll your bones. You have with what you're not, you got to shake, rattle and roll your bones. You gotta shake that thing, skinny bones, you gotta work with what you got. You gotta shake, rattle and roll your bones. You have with what you're not, you got to shake that thing.
Album Jessica Hoop is a guest appearance, and yeah, she sings Jessica on those two songs, and we wish she was here singing with us today, but she had to go to London. Check her out, Jessica Hoop. One, two, three, four.
What happened to the radio? It wasn't so long ago that I was singing. But now the damn thing won't play. I can't tell if it's broke or if it's just blowing smoke. So now I'm leading the world down a yellow brick road. We didn't pave it, and it isn't made out of glitter or gold. The emperor isn't wearing no clothes. Well, I don't get the station, my interest is fading. I want something new, you can change the dial. Could be playing a guitar solo right now,
but instead, I'm going to tell you how important it is to support local independent media. So much radio sounds the same, so tune your dial to 89.9 FM, KCRW. What other station would play a band like the Diddy Box? Thanks, KCRW.
What happened to the radio? It used to play songs to you and me, it belonged. But now it's so much white noise, it's just a toy for the boys. So now I'm leading the world down a yellow brick road. We didn't pave it, it isn't made out of glitter or gold. The emperor isn't wearing no clothes. Well, I don't get this station, my interest is fading.
I would like you to know that nobody put us up to that. That was our own choice. And now here's another song from our record called Interlude for 10 Strings.
Oh, sorry, guys. Excuse me.
Here we have Abby DeWald on the electric guitar and Kaveh Rastegar on the upright bass. Guys,
hey,
how did that feel?
Felt good. Nice.
All right, we're gonna wrap it up if we have time for one more. This is also from the new record called All Over You.
Smile, it gives me a chill.
I'm waiting for your cold embrace to warm me still. To me, you're everything except for mine. It's simply not true. When I say all, I'm over, all over, I'm over, I'm all over you. Oh, I'm over, all over, I'm over, I'm all over you. Well, there will be another one. A better fit, of course. They won't live up to you in my eyes. It's simply not true. It's simply not true.
And that's it. The Diddy Bops on Morning Becomes Eclectic. Great to see you guys.
Thanks so
thanks for
much.
Having us.
And thanks for coming in. And thanks for, you know, explaining all the stuff about the CD. And people can get that at the shows, right?
That's right.
Otherwise, it's iTunes or...
iTunes or our website.
On your own website. Great. So there's a show, as we said, that's going to be happening on Friday night at McCabe's in Santa Monica. We're going to give away some tickets for that in just a moment's time. Good luck with everything this summer, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.